Hello, everyone. My name is Curtis Ryman, and I would like to introduce Paul Halleck for the invocation of the ceremony.
The invocation this afternoon was written by our recently departed pastor, Cynthia McBride, who's now serving a church in Portland. It's my privilege to be able to share it with you. Let us pray. O God, who lifts us up, who carries us in challenging times and calls us to climb to even greater heights of service, we gather with gratitude to celebrate with Eddie, his family, and fellow scouts the hard work done to earn the significant achievement of Eagle Scout. We thank you, God, for the ways in which your Holy Spirit has brought wisdom to this young man when he's faced hard decisions. We thank you, Giver of Light, for sharing your love into the corners of Eddie's heart when dark times of loss or uncertainty threaten to overtake him. In this time of celebration, may your joy pour forth as Eddie acknowledges all those who have supported his journey. And may your spirit lift Eddie up as easily as rising currents of air carry upward an eagle in flight, that he will soar to new heights, grow in service, and be always known as a man of integrity, worthy of the title Eagle Scout. Amen.
Would you please rise for the presentation of the colors? Color guard attention, audience attention. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Prepare to post the colors. Post the colors. Scout salute. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two. Color guard, reform ranks. About face. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Color guard dismissed, audience at ease. Please join me in the scout oath. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Two.
It says a scouting coordinator, which I will say is as a scout master for Troop 94, it is my pleasure to declare that this court of honor for Eddie Acton is officially open.
Would the honor guard please escort Eddie Acton forward? As we begin this Eagle Court of Honor and examine the trail to Eagle, it is fitting that we start with the fundamental principles of scouting, the Scout Oath and Law. We have just joined together in reciting the oath. Let us begin our ceremonies by lighting candles symbolic of the three parts of the Scout Oath: duty to God and country, duty to others, and duty to self. In scouting, as in most activities of life, there are rules. The rules of scouting are found in the 12 points of the Scout Law. As a candle is lit for each point of the Scout Law, let us pay careful attention to the words and rededicate ourselves to the principles contained in those words.
A scout tells the truth. He keeps his promises. Honesty is a part of his code and conduct.
A scout is true to his family, friends, scout leaders, school, nation, and world community.
A scout is concerned about other people. He willingly volunteers to help others without expecting payment or reward.
A scout is a friend to all. He is a brother to other scouts. He seeks to understand others. He respects those with ideas and customs that are different from his own.
A scout is polite to everyone regardless of age or position. He knows that good manners make it easier for people to get along together.
A scout understands that there is strength in being gentle. He treats others as he wants to be treated. He does not harm or kill anything without reason.
A scout follows the rules of his family, school, and troop. He obeys the laws of his community and country. If he thinks these rules and laws are unfair, he tries to have them changed in an orderly manner than disobey them. A scout looks for the bright side of life. He cheerfully does tasks that come his way. He tries to make others happy. A scout works to pay his way and to help others. He saves for the future. He protects and conserves natural resources. He carefully uses his time and property. A scout can face danger even if he is afraid. He has the courage to stand for what he thinks is right, even if others laugh at him or threaten him.
A scout keeps his body and mind fit and clean. He goes around with those who believe in living by those same ideals. He helps keep his home and community clean.
A scout is reverent towards God. He is faithful in his religious duties. He respects the beliefs of others.
The pathway to Eagle can be described as a steep trail leading up to the three peaks, the highest being that of Eagle. Officially, the trail starts with the Tenderfoot rank and continues through the second and first class ranks. Then the mountain climbing begins. The path is marked with merit badge, leadership, responsibilities, service projects, and the practice of scouting skills and ideals. The first peak reached is that of the Star Scout. The second is Life Scout, and finally, that of Eagle. Would the Honor Guard please escort Eddie's mother forward? It is my pleasure to introduce Kristen. Now we shall hear the story of Eddie's trail to Eagle, each part will be told by a scout holding the respective rank.
To earn the rank of Tenderfoot Scout, Eddie did the following. He was active in the troop and his patrol for at least 2 months. He memorized the scout oath and law. He explained the meaning of each point of the scout law. He practiced these ideals in his everyday life. He earned the archery skill award and the rifle skill award. He had a personal growth conference and a board of review.
Second Class Scout. In earning the rank of Second Class Scout, Eddie Atkinson did the following. He was active in the troop and his patrol for at least 2 months after earning the Tenderfoot. He showed scout spirit and earned fishing, railroading, and woodworking skills. He had personal growth conference and the Board of Review.
He demonstrated the basic orienteering skills. He practiced in 10 troop or patrol activities. He served as a patrol cook on a campout. He discussed the right and obligations of the citizens. He identified 10 kinds of native plants. He demonstrated the ability of knots and lashings. He demonstrated the first aid skill. He swam 100 yards. He showed scout spirit, and he had a personal growth conference and a border review.
In earning the rank of Star Scout, Eddie did the following. He was active in the troop for at least 4 months after earning first class. He showed scout spirit. He earned scholar and checker merit badges. From the list of required merit badges for Eagle, he earned first aid, cooking, family life, and citizenship in the world. He did at least 6 hours of service projects. He served at least 4 months in a troop leadership position. He had a personal growth conference and a board of review.
In order to earn the rank of Life Scout, Eddie did the following. He was active in the troop for at least 6 months after earning Star. He showed scout spirit. He earned winter sports, rowing, and welding merit badges. From the list of required merit badges for Eagle, he earned fitness and citizenship in the community. He did at least 6 hours of service projects. He served at least 6 months in a troop leadership position. He had personal growth conference and a board of review.
Okay. To complete the rank of Eagle Scout, Eddie did the following. He was active in the troop for at least 6 months after earning life. He showed scout spirit. He earned geocaching, chess, canoeing, and kayaking merit badges. From the list of required merit badges for Eagle, he earned swimming, camping, personal management, citizenship in the nation, and emergency preparedness, and environmental science. He served at least 6 months in a troop leadership position. He planned, developed, and gave leadership to others in a service project. His project was flower boxes for Rocky Mountain Oncology. He participated in a personal growth conference. He was reviewed by a board of review which included representatives of Central Wyoming District as well as members of Committee Troop 1094.
Would all Eagle Scouts present please rise and rededicate themselves by repeating the principles of scouting and the scout oath.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Do.
I would like to introduce Mark Harshman, who will deliver the Eagle Charge.
the Eagle Scout Challenge. The foremost responsibility of an Eagle Scout is to live with honor. To an Eagle Scout, honor is the foundation of all character. An Eagle Scout knows that a Scout is trustworthy, is the very first point of the Scout law, and for a good reason. Eagle Scout lives honorably, not only because honor is important, but because it is vitally important to set the example for other Scouts. Living honorably reflects credit on your home, your place of worship, your troop, and your community. May the white of the Eagle badge remind you to always live with honor. The second obligation of an Eagle Scout is loyalty. This means being true to your family, Scout leaders, and your friends, school, community, and nation. Loyalty to the troop and to your fellow Scouts makes you pitch in and carry your share of the load. All of these help to build loyalty that means devotion to community, to country, to one's own ideals, and to God. Let the blue of the Eagle Scout badge always inspire loyalty. The third obligation of an Eagle Scout is to be courageous. Courage has always been a quality by which people measure themselves and others. To a Scout, bravery means not only the courage to face danger, but also the determination to stand up for what is right, trusting in God with faith that your fellow citizens, you can look forward each day to seeking your share of the world's work to do. Let the red of the Eagle badge remind you of courage. The fourth obligation of an Eagle Scout is to be cheerful. To remind the Eagle Scout to always wear a smile, the red, white, and blue ribbon, which is attached to the scroll of the second class award, which has its ends turned up in a smile. Another critical responsibility of an Eagle Scout is service. Eagle Scouts extend a helping hand to those who are still toiling up the Eagle Scout trail, just as others helped them climb to the Eagle. The performance of a daily good turn takes on a new meaning when the Eagle Scout enters adult life of continuing service to others. Eagle Scouts stand as protectors of the weak and helpless, aiding and comforting the unfortunate and oppressed. They uphold the rights of others while defending their own. An Eagle Scout, you will always be prepared to put forth your best. You deserve much credit for having achieved the Eagle Scout rank. But wear your award with humility. Be ever mindful that the Eagle Scout is looked up to as an example. May the Scout oath and the Scout law be your guidelines for tomorrow and into the future.
All right, the symbol of your success is the Eagle badge, which you now present to your mother, and your mother will in turn pin the badge over your heart.
Eddie has a few remarks for everyone.
I would like to thank everyone for being here today. This has been a really long, long time coming, and it has been a huge challenge. But there is no way that I could have done it without every single person that's in this room. You guys have all helped me in so many ways, and it means a great deal to me. I want to thank my mom, in particularly, for helping me through this all. She has been my biggest supporter, and it's been a huge help. To all the kids in Troop 1094 and 1013, huge congratulations for you guys. You guys are all on the way. And a thank you for you guys all helping me out today. And all of my family and friends, you guys, really what I did this for, you guys mean a whole lot to me. And this is amazing, and I couldn't have done it without you guys. So thank you all very much.
And now, Eddie, in recognition of the many hours of patient guidance given by your mother and her efforts, will you pin the Eagle's Mother badge on your mother? Now Kristen has a special presentation.
I'm not going to cry. I know you wish Daddy could be here today. So in his honor, and in your honor, on September 11th, this flag was flown over the Capitol to present to you at your Eagle ceremony. And it comes with a certificate from Senator Barrasso that says this is to certify that the accompanying flag was flown over the United States Capitol on September 11th, 2019. At the request of the Honorable John Barrasso, United States Senator, this flag was flown for Edward D. Atkinson in honor of your Eagle Scout ceremony and in celebration on September 28th, 2019. As
Scoutmaster for Troop 94, I would like to offer my congratulations to Eddie for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. I now declare the Eagle Court of Honor closed.
What a privilege this has been. Will you join me in the benediction? Let us pray, Lord Jesus Christ, you walked with followers and friends so closely as to be called the Way. We ask you to walk with Eddie every day as he steps out on his future journey. Eddie, may the Creator of all things, great and small, watch over each moment of your life, blessing your greatest accomplishments and using your smallest moments for good. May the Master of all Scouts guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm, and bring you home, rejoicing at the wonders God has shown you. Yes, Lord, bring us home rejoicing once again unto your doors. Amen.
Mark Harshman has been a huge help along this entire journey for me, and I would like to give you this award as a
thank you.
Token of my appreciation for everything you've done. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. We would like to invite everyone present to come forward and congratulate Eddie and his mother on this huge achievement today. And if you could all sign his workbook and letters and stuff, that'd be very appreciated. And there's also refreshments downstairs afterwards. Thank you all for coming today. Would you please rise for the retirement of the colors? Color guard attention, audience attention. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Prepare to retrieve the colors. Color guard, retrieve the colors. Reform ranks. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Color guard dismissed, audience dismissed.